理课堂听 class.com。
Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm your teacher, Beth.
And I'm your teacher, Rachel. And we're so glad you joined us for day two of our lesson, Dumplings, Dumplings, Dumplings. Students, you are in for a treat today.
You sure are. Yesterday, we learned that although dumplings come in many different forms around the world, jiaozi, or Chinese dumplings, are one of the most celebrated Chinese foods. Their origin goes all the way back to the first century.
That's right. We also learned that they're typically filled with pork, shrimp, and beef, and eaten with a soy sauce-based dip.
Well, students, are you ready to learn more about different kinds of Chinese dumplings?
And the importance of dumplings during Chinese New Year?
Well, then open your Studio Classroom magazines to page 13 and follow along with us on line 16 for today's reading.
Dumplings, dumplings, dumplings. Strictly speaking, there are only two kinds of jiaozi, boiled and steamed. While not classified as jiaozi, other kinds of dumplings are also enjoyed by Chinese. Guotia, pan-fried dumplings known as pot stickers in North America, are a popular snack. Wontons, dumplings with a very thin outer layer, are often found in soup. Some dumplings can even have soup inside of them, like the mouth-watering xiaolongbao. To many families, dumplings are a must-have part of Chinese New Year celebrations. Family members often prepare jiaozi together before the meal. The shape is similar to a gold ingot, a kind of ancient money. So jiaozi have become a symbol of wealth. Some families hide a coin in one of the dumplings. They believe that the person who finds the coin will have good fortune in the coming year. Despite the world's wide range of dumplings, jiaozi are the most loved at Chinese New Year.
Welcome back, students. Now let's get right into our text for today. Our first line reads, "Strictly speaking, there are only two kinds of jiaozi, boiled and steamed." We have a key word there right away, strictly speaking. The term strictly speaking acts as an adverb and is used when stating an actual fact, or to emphasize that what we're saying is based on rules.
That's right. When you're strictly speaking, you're being strict. You're speaking according to rules. Often we say it because we will soon bend the rules or make an exception to what we've said. For example, strictly speaking, this is a vegetarian restaurant. However, they do offer a few meat dishes.
Good example. And as we see in the text, strictly speaking, there are only two kinds of jiaozi, boiled and steamed. Remember, students, boiled means cooked in hot water. Steamed means cooked over hot water, so the very hot air rises and that cooks the dumplings.
So, strictly speaking, to Chinese speakers, sui jiao and zhen jiao are the only kinds of jiaozi. However, there are other kinds of dumplings in Chinese cooking.
Yes, there are. Reading in line 17, we see the sentence, "While not classified as jiaozi, other kinds of dumplings are also enjoyed by Chinese." Here we see another key word, classified. The verb classify means to arrange or organize into a group.
If you classify something, you decide what kind of thing it is and what group or type of things it should belong to. So several other kinds of dumplings are quite popular, but they are not called jiaozi in Chinese.
So they don't belong to the group of food called jiaozi. They are not classified as jiaozi. But since the English definition of dumpling is broader and includes more, they are still called dumplings by English speakers.
And one kind of those dumplings are gotye, or pan-fried dumplings. These are one of my favorites, Rachel. These are known as potstickers in North America and in other parts of the world. That's because they stick to the pan or the pot when they are cooked. So this is an exact translation from Chinese.
I like gotye too, Beth. Although fillings of gotye are similar to regular Chinese dumplings, gotye are crispier, chewier, and longer than regular jiaozi. They are really a popular snack, as our text says. And later, we're going to visit a gotye restaurant with you students. Now, moving on, we read about wontons in line 21. Beth, what are wontons?
Well, wontons are a dumpling with a very thin outer layer. These kind of dumplings, wontons, are often found in soup. The outside of a wonton is made using a very thin kind of dough. The shape of a wonton is usually round, and they're more wrinkled than other kinds of dumplings. That's because the dumpling skin is so thin. Like our article says, they are usually served in soup, though they can also be deep fried and enjoyed with a soy sauce dip.
Mmm, that sounds good. Well, moving on, we see that some dumplings aren't just found in soup. They can even have soup inside of them. These are the very popular mouth-watering xiaolongbao. Oh, I love xiaolongbao.
Me too. You know, Rachel, I use the word mouth-watering to describe xiaolongbao because they are one of my favorite dumplings.
Mine too. And I had to be taught how to eat them because when I first bit into one of those, I let the juice run everywhere. So Beth, somebody finally showed me how to eat those correctly.
Wow, all this talk about xiaolongbao makes my mouth water.
Mine too. And that word, mouth-watering, it's all one word, is a good word for you students to learn. In fact, it's one of our vocabulary words. If something is mouth-watering, it's so delicious that your mouth does just that. It starts to water.
Your mouth will produce saliva, which is kouxue in Chinese, because something is so good your mouth can't wait to taste it.
Speaking of mouth-watering, I think it's time to visit that gotye restaurant we mentioned earlier, Beth.
It sure is. Students, I recently visited a famous gotye restaurant, and I'm going to take you there with me right now. So get ready to see some mouth-watering potsticker dumplings. Well, here we are at a famous gotye restaurant. Now, we just learned that even though gotye are not considered a kind of jiaozi, they are a very famous dumpling enjoyed by people around the world. Let's go inside and check it out. Here we can see two cooks putting together the gotye. They're taking the dough wrapper, which is different than other kinds of jiaozi. This wrapper is thicker. And they're putting in the filling inside the wrapper. And you can see the shape of gotye is different too. It's longer and thinner and a little bit bigger than jiaozi. Now we're going to look at how the gotye are cooked. First, you have to make sure that the pot is totally clean. After you know it's good and clean, then you put oil into the pot. Then you will put the gotye into the pot in rows. Notice how she's putting them in rows, in a line. Then, after the gotye are all lined up, then you pour water over the entire pot, over the gotye and everything in the pot. Then, you take a lid and you cover it. And you cook the gotye for 5 minutes. Now it's 5 minutes later and the gotye are ready. So we're going to uncover them. We're going to watch the cook as she picks up the gotye and takes them off the pot. Now notice how they stick to the pot. That's why they're called pot stickers in many parts of the world. In North America, we call these gotye pot stickers. And that's why, right there, because they stick to the pot. Wow, I just took a bite of this gotye and it was so delicious. The difference between jiaozi and gotye is that the gotye is crispier, it's chewier. The flavor is quite different from jiaozi. and it was so delicious. And you know, I have another kind here. This is the Korean style. It's filled with pao tai, with kimchi and some pork. It's really delicious. And you know, enjoying gotye is perfect with traditional suan la tang. So I'm going to sit here and enjoy my meal.
Hi everyone, welcome to the chat room. I'm Vicky.
And I'm Ken. We learned about different kinds of dumplings in our lesson today, and one of them is called wonton.
That's right. The lesson tells us wontons are dumplings with a very thin outer layer and are often found in soup.
But Vicky, I looked up wonton in the dictionary and found that it has a different meaning. It said immoral and cruel.
Ken, you must have looked up wanton, W-A-N-T-O-N.
Wanton, not wonton.
That's right. It's pronounced wanton. That's a different word which means immoral and cruel. The wonton mentioned in the lesson is spelled W-O-N-T-O-N.
Oh, I see. 混沌英文叫做 wonton, W-O-N-T-O-N. 有另外一个字Wanton, W-A-N-T-O-N, 那是一个形容词，指的是放纵的、残暴的，两个字不要混淆。You know, I'm curious, are there any words in English that have a Chinese origin?
Actually, there are plenty of them. Have you ever been Shanghai'd?
Have I been Shanghai'd? Shanghai is a city. How can I get Shanghai'd?
Well, Shanghai can be used as a verb, meaning to kidnap, trick, or to force to do something.
Ah, interesting. 我们知道 Shanghai 指的是上海，但是你知道吗？在英文 Shanghai 用小写的 s 是个动词，它原本的意思是将某人强压到船上当奴隶，特别是指在19世纪末到20世纪初，在美国西岸沿海的城市所发生的绑架或者强迫劳动。某些黑帮分子常常把一个人给 Shanghai 掉了，而现在呢 Shanghai 一般是指被骗、绑架或者被强迫工作。其实 Shanghai 简单的讲就是被伤害的意思。 Any others?
Well, Ken, I know you really respect me, but you don't need to kowtow to me.
Kowtow. Oh, I know that one. It comes from 磕头.
Right.
另外一个源自于中文的英文单字是 kowtow, K-O-W-T-O-W. Kowtow 其实就是磕头。当动词用 to kowtow to someone, 就是对某人磕头,意思就是卑躬屈膝,奉承谄媚。
You know, students, there are actually quite a few Chinese words that have ended up in the English language. We're out of time right now, but if you are really gung-ho, you can discover them on the web. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Welcome back, students. Now, before the break, we were talking about several different kinds of mouth-watering Chinese dumplings, including guotie, wontons, and xiaolongbao.
That's right, students. And now we're going to keep moving on in our article to learn about the importance of dumplings during Chinese New Year. Looking at line 1 on page 14, our article tells us that dumplings are a must-have part of Chinese New Year celebrations.The term must-have just means that it must be done. It's necessary.
And dumplings sure are necessary to many families during this holiday season. Family members often prepare the jiaozi together before their big Chinese New Year feasts. Everyone fills the dough wrappings with delicious ingredients, and this is a time for family to be together and talk together during the holidays.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I made dumplings with a Chinese family once during Chinese New Year, and it's one of my greatest memories. Moving on, in line 4, we see that the shape of jiaozi is very similar to a gold ingot. Now, ingot is one of our more information words. Rachel, what's an ingot?
Well, an ingot can be defined as a piece of metal that is made or molded or hardened into a particular shape.Ingots are often gold, although they can also be made of other metals too, such as silver. The ingots we are referring to in our article are the kinds that were used as money in ancient China.
So, because jiaozi have a similar shape to those ingots, they look like ancient money. So, they have become a symbol of money and wealth. And there's our last word bank word of the day, wealth. Wealth is a noun that means a great quantity of money that someone owns. If I talk about the wealth of a city, I'm talking about the large amount of money or riches that that city has.
That's right, and we can change the noun wealth into an adjective by adding a Y on the end. Wealthy. If someone is wealthy, they have a lot of money and probably own a lot of things.
However, students, keep in mind that wealth can also refer to a great amount of other things, too. I could say a wealth of knowledge, and that just means a great amount of knowledge.
Or a wealth of advice. I could say, my family gave me a wealth of advice when I was deciding which college to attend. And that just means they gave me a lot of advice.
But the usage in this article is definitely referring to a lot of money. Jiaozi are a symbol of wealth because of their shape. In fact, because they stand for wealth, we see in our text that some families even hide a coin in one of the dumplings during Chinese New Year.
You know, Beth, I've experienced this tradition. One time, a few years ago, I spent Chinese New Year with a family, and they made the dumplings and hid a coin in one of the dumplings. Unfortunately, I didn't get the coin. And each time I bit into a dumpling, I was afraid that I was going to hurt my teeth by biting down on a coin.
Wow, so you had a real coin in your dumplings. But you know, nowadays, some families use plastic ingots instead of real coins when practicing this tradition. To avoid biting down on a real or a plastic coin, some family members, especially the younger ones, often try to see through the dumplings to see which one has the coin inside.
Ah, that's what I should have done. I should have looked to see if I could see that coin. Anyway, our article says that it is believed that the person who gets the dumpling with the coin inside will have good fortune during the new year. Now, used in this way, fortune means luck or chance or the circumstances in someone's life. So they're hoping to have good luck in the new year. Fortune also has the meaning of wealth or riches.
So if the person who gets the dumpling with the coin inside really does have good fortune in the new year, he or she really will be lucky. Finally, students, let's take a look at the last sentence of our article. Despite the world's wide range of dumplings, jiaozi are the most loved at Chinese New Year. The term wide range means a large group of something with different kinds of things that belong to that group.
So even though there are many different types of dumplings around the world, during Lunar New Year, Chinese dumplings are eaten and enjoyed the most.
That's right. They certainly are an important part of Chinese New Year and Chinese culture.
Well, I know I sure love dumplings, and I'm sure you do too, students. And now it's time for us to watch today's review skit. Then we're going to visit the word bank and check out today's language tips with Michelle. Stay with us. We'll be right back with some review questions.
Look at all these delicious dumplings. What tasty delights.
Yes, now we need to decide how to cook them, dear.
Oh, that's easy. I'll put them in the microwave oven.
No, no, no. We have two choices.
Oh, we could fry them.
Then they would be potstickers.
Well, we could cook them with soup.
Then they would be wontons.
Oh, so what are our choices?
Well, strictly speaking, there are only two kinds of jiaozi. We can either boil them or steam them.
Okay. Let's boil them. No, no, no. Let's steam them. No, no, no.
I know. Let's do both.
What a smart daddy you are. Daddy, why are these dumplings in a funny shape?
Well, they're shaped like a gold ingot, which is a Chinese symbol of wealth.
Wow.
That's right. At New Year's, some families even put coins inside the jiaozi. If you find the coin, then you have good fortune.
Wow, coins and dumplings, oh boy!
Well, dear, these jiaozi are ready. There are so many kinds. Which one do you want?
Well, I want the one with the money, of course.
Strictly speaking. Strictly speaking, this TV show is for kids, but many adults like to watch it too. Classify. Scientists aren't sure how to classify this kind of animal because it's so unique. Mouth-watering. Jeff couldn't wait to eat the mouth-watering steak his wife had prepared. Wealth. Despite what people think, wealth doesn't equal happiness.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先，我们看 strictly speaking 这个副词片语。Strictly 是指严格的，所以 strictly speaking 是指严格上来说，或者是照规定而言。例如 ，strictly speaking， tomatoes are not a vegetable， they are a fruit。严格上来说，番茄并不是一种蔬菜，而是一种水果。或者是 strictly speaking， you should mark a student as absent if they are more than 5 minutes late。按规定而言，如果学生迟到超过五分钟，你就应该算他是缺席的。继续我们看的是 classify 这个动词。我们看到这个字里面有 class 类别这个名词，所以 classify 就是把东西分门别类。例如 ,this bookstore classifies their books by the author. 这家书店的书是用作者的名称来分类的。如果是把某个对象归类成某种类别，是用as 这个介系词，例如 whales are classified as mammals， 鲸鱼被分类为哺乳动物。最后我们看的是 mouth watering 这个形容词，令嘴巴流口水的，也就是好吃到令人垂涎三尺的。例如 I can't resist those mouth watering chocolates， 我抗拒不了那些令人垂涎三尺的巧克力糖。或者是 the mouth watering cakes in the windowattracted many customers into the bakery. 橱窗里那些美味的不得了的蛋糕吸引了不少顾客上门。And strictly speaking, it's time for us to say goodbye now. Goodbye and take care. Bye-bye.
Dumplings, dumplings, dumplings. Strictly speaking, there are only two kinds of jiaozi.Boiled and steamed. While not classified as jiaozi, other kinds of dumplings are also enjoyed by Chinese. Guotia, pan-fried dumplings known as pot stickers in North America, are a popular snack. Wontons, dumplings with a very thin outer layer, are often found in soup. Some dumplings can even have soup inside of them, like the mouth-watering xiaolongbao.To many families, dumplings are a must-have part of Chinese New Year celebrations. Family members often prepare jiaozi together before the meal. The shape is similar to a gold ingot, a kind of ancient money. So jiaozi have become a symbol of wealth. Some families hide a coin in one of the dumplings. They believe that the person who finds the coin will have good fortune in the coming year.Despite the world's wide range of dumplings, jiaozi are the most loved at Chinese New Year.
Well, students, we hope you enjoyed today's delicious lesson. Let's see how much you remember about dumplings, students. Which of the following is not a kind of Chinese dumpling? A. Pot stickers. B. Ingots.Or C, wontons. Rachel, do you know the answer?
I do. It's B, ingots. You don't want to eat one of those. Okay, question number two. Because of the shape of jiaozi, what have they become a symbol of? A, wealth. B, love. Or C, culture. Students, do you remember? Let's see if Beth remembers.
I sure do. The answer is wealth.Well, good job, students. We really enjoyed having you with us today to learn more about dumplings. And you know what? You can learn even more about dumplings by reading the box at the bottom of page 12. It's called Dumplings and Language.
Very interesting. And the next time you bite into a delicious jiaozi, pot sticker, wonton, or xiaolongbao, you can think about all you learned from today's lesson. Students, from all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide, goodbye.
Goodbye.
And have a dumpling.